Force One, Andrews, give Crown a call.
Break Crown Air Force One, volunteer requesting a patch with Mrs. Rose Kennedy as soon as possible. Go ahead.
Roger, understand, volunteer wants a patch with Mrs. Rose as soon as possible.
Mrs. Rose Kennedy, roger.
Roger. I'll work on that right away. And also, while I'm working on that, could we have a confirmation? A confirmation on earlier transmission from AF1 stating that the commercial telephone service, I say again, commercial telephone service for the Johnson residence should be discontinued with the direct lines to White House. Do you roger that?
Stand by one. We'll have to check it out.
Roger. Well, you're checking on that. I'll work on the call to Mrs. Rose Kennedy for volunteer. Stand by. AF1 from Crown, come in.
Crown, this is Air Force One. Do you read us? Over.
I'm reading you loud and clear. I have Mrs. Kennedy standing by. Are you ready with volunteer? Go ahead.
Yes, we're ready. Can you put her on and I'll turn her over to him? Over.
Roger. She's coming on now. AF1 from Crown, Mrs. Kennedy on. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Mrs. Kennedy. Hello, Mrs. Hello. Kennedy. We're talking from the airplane. Can you hear us all right? Over. Yes, Mrs. Kennedy, I have Mr. Johnson for you here.
Yes, thank you.
Kennedy?
Yes,
Mr. President.
Yes.
I wish to God there were something that I could do, and I wanted to tell you that we were greeting with you.
Yes, well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I know you love Jack and he loves you.
Mr. Kennedy, we feel like we just had a...
Yes, all right.
Walter Jenkins in President Johnson's office, over.
Roger, stand by one.